You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Dog Band Radio. I'm Scott Eklund, and I'll be flying solo today as I go through some recruiting news with you guys from this past week and also kind of give you guys a preview of what's going to happen here over the next 4, 5, 6 days as we get closer to signing day, which is on February 7th, which is Wednesday. Don't worry, this won't be replacing my normal Monday recruiting blog, especially with it being signing week. There's going to be a lot of news for us to report, so just keep an eye out for that as well. But wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update on some stuff from the recruiting trail and sort of lay some things out for you. So first of all, this is the final weekend of the open period of where recruits can be in town and on the campus, while Washington's coaches can also be out on the road evaluating players, meeting with them, and doing all those things. And Washington's coaches have been doing that, so we're going to get to that in a little bit. But wanted to let you guys know that one of the reasons Washington scheduled their junior day for today, originally the old staff had planned to have 15 to 20 guys in, and I think that was going to be their max that they wanted to show. Washington has never really been big on having 50, 60, 70 guys on campus, because you just can't spend that much time with them. So they target a few top guys that they want to have on campus, or guys that they're very interested in and have offered and maybe wouldn't take right away, but are guys that they definitely want to form stronger relationships with. So they invite them up on these junior days. They aren't going to have any official visitors that we're aware of in this weekend. None that we are aware of that are scheduled for 2024 guys or portal guys to come in and visit. That doesn't mean it isn't happening. It just means we aren't aware of any. So we'll let you know if we do hear about something. But Junior Day was supposed to be a pretty big event for Washington on campus. They had a lot of big-time guys that were going to be on campus. And unfortunately, that kind of fell through. A lot of guys in the transition decided that they weren't going to go to Washington's Junior Day. They were instead going to go to a 7-on-7 tournament, or they were going to go to Oregon's Junior Day. There's a 7-on-7 tournament in Las Vegas today, and that is where Washington 2025 quarterback commit Dash Byerly is. He was planning to come up for Junior Day, but his 7-on-7 team is in this Las Vegas tournament, so he's going to be doing that instead. And then there were several players who were planning to come to Washington's Junior Day, but when things fell through with the old staff and they hadn't really talked to the new staff at that point, they scheduled their trips to go see Oregon, and their Junior Day is today. Now, I don't think we'll be running into this problem next year because the new staff will hopefully still be in place. God, I don't think any of us would have thought that we would be talking about a coaching change after a national championship run, but we are. So I guess you always have to keep that open in mind. But right now, I don't see a coaching change happening. And with that being the case, I think that Washington will have a very large turnout for their Junior Day in 2025. But for this Junior Day right now, I only know of two prospects that are going to be on campus this weekend, really today, and that is Mountain Point defensive back Rylan Dillard Allen. That's out of Phoenix, Arizona. And then Narbonne linebacker Mark Ihanichor. I think that's how he pronounces his last name. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm sure I butchered it, but I've asked several people and no one else seemed to know how to pronounce it either. So we're just going to go with that stick with that. Oh, actually, as I'm recording this, he just got back to me. He said it's I hate on a chore. And he said, it's hard. So there you go. I hyanachor. So I'm sure I still got it wrong. Anyway, that being said, Washington is going to have those two on campus. And those are two very big time prospects. I believe the linebacker, Mark Ihyanichor, he is a 20 or he is a 4-star, and Rylan Dillard Allen, I think, is a highly rated 3-star. He might be a 4-star as well. Those are the only two that I'm 100% sure are going to be on campus. There might be one or two others that made it that I'm not aware of at this point. We're still kind of working on figuring out who those guys are. As far as guys who were supposed to be here, one was going to be linebacker, Noah McHale. There was going to be an offensive lineman out of Texas by the name of Marcus Garcia. He was planning to be here. And then Folsom defensive lineman Josiah Sharma was expected to be on campus, but that was when he was still committed to Washington and the old staff was here. He shut that down, and he has reopened up his recruitment, although he did tell me recently that he is open to Washington still. Just wanted to open things up since it's an entirely new staff. De La Salle, defensive end, defensive lineman, Matthew Johnson. He was thinking of coming up this weekend. He's not coming up for sure today, but he said he's working on possibly going to make it up on Sunday. So that's something to keep in mind. Another one who might be making it up tomorrow, but more likely in, March, when things open back up, because the entire month of, February is all a dead period when coaches can't be on the road and recruits cannot be on campus. So that's an unfortunate thing that Washington can't maybe get some of these guys up this week or maybe next weekend, but it is what it is. So they're going to work within the scheme, the rules and everything like that, and they'll be able to have guys on campus starting March 4th and going all the way through spring football. So that'll be good. And then the coaches can be out on the road all through or halfway through the month of April, all the way through close to the end of May, and players can also be on campus as well. So, but that's just kind of Christian Thatcher, a linebacker out of Arborview in Las Vegas. He said that he was thinking of coming up for this weekend. That's someone I still need to hear back from. Another one that said he was looking to come up for this weekend, but will likely not be here, but plans to come up in March, is LaRue Zamorano, a defensive back out of Centennial High School down in Corona, California. So that just kind of gives you an idea of what things are supposed to look like this weekend, and unfortunately what they are going to look like. They aren't where Washington fans would want them to be, but you know, it is what it is, and the coaches are doing just fine with a lot of these guys, and they're starting conversations. Some of these guys were guys they weren't even talking to yet at the University of Arizona, and so now they're building these relationships with them and reoffering and then getting out on the road this last week. So wanted to update you guys on that as well. The coaches were out on the road all week long, all the way until Friday night. I know that they were out on the road offering kids, evaluating kids, seeing some. Coach Fish was out doing in-home visits with prospects and guys who are committed to the University of Washington. You can't do in-home visits with recruits that are 2025 prospects, but just that's kind of what they were doing. They were down in Florida at IMG. They spent 2 days at IMG, from what I've been told. They were in Alabama for a little while. They were in Louisiana and Texas. I know that they were in Arizona and in California. Obviously, they were in Washington. They hit all of the East Side schools as well as the South Sound schools. That's Graham Kapowsin, Bethel High School, Sumner, Puyallup. Those are all schools that you can just hit, bam, bam, bam. They went up to Bellevue. They hit O'Day in Seattle. They hit Woodinville. They hit Bothell. They hit a lot of the big schools that produce a lot of the talent in this area. And I'm sure they were at some other places too that just I'm not 100% aware of, but I know that they've hit a lot of schools in the area. Lincoln is probably another one that they were at down in the South End. And then they were also out in Hawaii. Several of the coaches were out there and doing things. They were also in the state of Oregon looking at kids as well. So a lot of guys that Washington is in on early in the process, but they still feel like they needed to be really aggressive out on the recruiting trail, and so that's why you've seen so many guys be offered and all of that. So I just wanted to give you guys an update on that. And then this next 5 days, 6 days until signing day, which is on the 7th, I guess it'd be 5 days, including today, Saturday, you're going to see several guys end up committing to the University of Washington. I can think of at least three that I'm aware of that are planning to make announcements. And you could see even more depending on how things kind of fall. But Washington is hoping to hear from some of these guys and get commits. And I think you guys are going to be pretty happy if the guys who I believe are going to commit are and wind up committing. They've already got a lot of good news over the last 2 weeks of guys pulling their names out of the portal that had gone into the portal that were on the roster last year. They've come back and they said they're in. They've got pledges from players who haven't who never even entered the portal, but they announced their intention to return to the University of Washington, and they've been able to keep some guys in that decided to commit to them out of the portal. And one of those was Jeremiah Hunter, the wide receiver from Cal, who's a big time wide receiver. As good as Romo Dunze was at catching the ball when contested, he actually has caught more passes than Romo Dunze with contested passes. He's not as athletic or as explosive as Romo Dunze, but this is a guy who will be taken on probably day two of the NFL draft in 2025. So a guy that can definitely be a wide receiver one in Washington's system. He'll combine with Giles Jackson and Denzel Boston and Rasheed Williams and some of these other guys that they have that are going to be looking at playing time this year in the wide receiver rotation. Will Rogers, you know, had to be really happy that Jeremiah Hunter decided to renew his commitment to the University of Washington. And he said, he told me, I did a visit story on him and I guess a commitment story too. But he told me that he plans to be up here in mid-March and start workouts with the team. And then we'll be on hand for the start of spring football, which we still don't know the date on, but it looks like it's probably going to be that first week of April when they start spring football. So just keep an eye out on that. And that's about it, guys. I tried to make this as short and sweet. I'm sure some of you are trying to not to blow your brains out from listening to me jabber on for, I don't know, about 12 minutes, 13 minutes now. But, thanks for listening. We'll have a lot more for you guys in the coming days and coming weeks as we get closer to spring football and as we start to get our, hands wrapped around, our arms wrapped around everything that's going on the recruiting trail. We're going to be able to meet some of the coaches and talk to some of them, we hope. Also, Jed Fish today on the Brock and Salk show on 710 AM Cairo. He said that the defensive staff should all be the entire staff should be in place by Monday. We expect to hear things start to leak out here over the next 24 to 48 hours. And we will be all over it for you guys as well. So lots of things on the horizon. Washington plays Washington State later today at Heck Ed. And I know that the coaches were trying to have a lot of the recruits on hand so that they could go to that game. But hopefully you guys are going to be paying attention to that. And we'll have you covered on that as well. So for all of us here at Dogman.com, I'm Scott Eklund. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Go Dogs.
The chilling new original docu series on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.